Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
What you heard right there was the power of audio.
And audio is what we do at Odyssey. That true crime podcast you spent hours listening to?
We produce that.
That radio station where you discovered your favorite artists?
That's our station.
That weird playlist of bongo music?
We ain't judging. One of our curators made that. Advertise with Odyssey. We can get your message in front of a broad or targeted audience. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
If loving Gogi is wrong, I don't want to be right.
What would Socrates say to that?
It tickles my fancy.
Okay.
Goosies.
I don't have hair!
Oof.
You got Marcos.
That's not.
Wait.
Yeah,
that's true, you do got me.
Get over here, Marcos. Let me look at you.
They don't want it!
Then Leroy, ready to deploy. Had to hit her with a little journalism, but that was a decoy. Better have about me, boy. Okay, Leroy and Tobin, hold to the show, man. Stairs on the sides with the show, man. Till then, his half moon open. Sometimes go taste like a snowman. No proof, I'm alive by the mode. No proof. Like I always wanted him, I never hated him. I never traded him, and if I did, I never ever traded. You know what? What is a star? Like under the city, the driver's side floor. Goose like a large, so many more. 10 in the more, never a bar. Hey, 10 in the more, 2 to the P. Nothing to you, but it's something to me. Handsome as ever. Cute as can be, you can watch this on YouTube review for free. This one time for the Twitch. This one time for the text. This one time for the phone line. Whole time, wonder what they gonna do next.
You know, I just wish you guys would stop the quibbling.
Good morning.
How you feeling?
How am I feeling? I would say not good, dude. Not good at all. You want to know why? Because I am a sucker. Because yeah. I thought in my heart of hearts, Leroy, I was like, are they actually going to do this? Are they actually going to pull out the upset? The defense, which was out here like a public special on Swiss cheese to start the game, finally gets a stop. And Zach Sealer, my guy.
Oh my goodness. Looked like a bull in a china shop.
Couldn't stop moving and ran into the stupid punter. And I just knew at that moment, Leroy, I already knew that Josh Allen was going to march those dumbass Bills down the field, take the lead, and it was over.
You know he was pushed, right?
Who?
Sealer.
I don't care.
I mean,
pushed.
Momentum for a 300 pounder.
Pushed.
Hard to stop.
Oh my God. Everybody's got a reason or an excuse. Whatever, dude. I want to hear it.
Look.
How many games? Leroy, you want to know something? Then don't get smoked by the Colts and don't blow it against the Patriots to put yourselves in these positions where you need the season on the line. You can't afford mistakes and margin for error.
All right.
Also, he's done nothing. Hey, Leroy, has he done anything since he's got this season of impact?
No,
he hasn't. So.
I can't, like, these are conversations that are hard to have because you look at the end result, not necessarily why. And sometimes players try to do so much that it ends up hurting the team.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, like, so I played on punt return before, and we've had punt block. You know what's the first thing you learn?
What, dude?
When you can't get there. Right? You see that guy going through his motion. If you ain't getting to that foot, don't even risk it. And it comes at the wrong time. I get all that. But understand the mentality of a team that is up against it and everybody trying to do something. Right?
You did it already, though. They did it already. You did it. You guys barely get... This is the second time, Leroy.
Yeah.
The second time they've done this season.
Yep.
I get you. I'm not calling for... I'm just... Just frustrating. I'm just sad.
Frustrating.
I'm just sad.
Right.
What do you mean? You finally got that bastard on the ropes. That giant horse. You finally got him and his other horse in the backfield. They finally corralled, and their giant intangibles all over the place, killing us 7 yards at a time. Dawson and Jackson and Dalton. Intangibles!
Hey, and they got very intangible names, too.
Oh, my God. It's like a boy band. Hello, Frog Boy. What did you come in here to bask in whatever? Now you come back? Where have you been? Did you go on Joe Rose the other day?
I saw Joe Rose yesterday.
What the hell? You show up at 7 in the morning, but you can't come here?
Now, the problem is I didn't want to get accused of being a mush. So, you know, I had to give myself mush protection, which is always a 2-week thing, you know, and then a short week. Crazy things happen. But what a heartbreaker. What sucks is it was a roughing, too. It wasn't just running into the punter.
It wasn't a running into.
It would have been 4th and 2. It was the whole thing.
That's not fair. Like, a punter versus Zach Sealer, that's just physics of roughing.
Right.
You know, if anybody who is a punter runs into a wildebeest, like, what is going to happen? I'm just... And like, man, almost cursed.
Oh, look at that. Finger on the dumb button.
Oh, man.
Yeah, these are tough for me because I just want answers. And most people just look at the result and then go to why. You know, I mean, the Tua pick, the Zach Sealer one, we go to moments in the game and want to put it on that, you know, and it sucks.
Yeah, but how's it not on that, dude? Like, we talked about, like, most of these games in the NFL, you know, these are pros. It mostly does come down to execution and moments.
Yes.
And poise.
And this is not an excuse, okay? So please don't. All I'm trying to do is tell you how this happens, all right? Tua throws the ball really quick. The backside guy running the post didn't get there quick enough. So when he reads 1-2, 2 being the inside guy, the safety or the linebacker doesn't see that backside guy who he's supposed to guard, so he jumps the route. Right? Tua's doing his read. He sees it. Boom. The safety's supposed to be over there, but he's not. These are all things that when you get rid of the ball that quick, it's not a situation where, oh, how did you not see him? You're assuming that every aspect of the play is on schedule.
Well, I know how he didn't see him. There was a 6'6", 300-pounder in his face. The thing is, I think the linebacker knew where he was going the whole time. Because but it seemed like he was set on going to Waddle, and he couldn't see him because Brunskill? Who the hell is Brunskill? Where do we have a new right guard again? Another new right guard?
Oh, we had a new right guard?
Yes, dude! Because the other one was such a bum, they yanked him out and put on an intangibles right guard, and he was like, whee! He was a turnstile, dude! Just a... Leroy, at the end of game, 2 weeks in a row, these mother bleepers have just let him go by willy-nilly.
Chris Greer so much. He's so bad at this.
How do you find these jackasses? Just cycle of life, dude.
So. Is it safe to say
Schmeath and Schmolik's a real bastard, but funny?
Tobin spun like that and looked like a lechon.
So
point.
So question.
Twitcher.
They kept it close.
Uh huh.
Unfortunate how they lost.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm gonna make the assumption that before the game, when you said keep it close and be competitive, I'm gonna jump to the conclusion that after the game, when it was close and competitive, you don't feel better.
I feel worse.
Right.
Now, I don't want... I think Mike McDaniel coached a good game, and I think he deserves to keep his job for right now. Those guys played hard for him. I thought he called a good offense.
Right. I'm still... The thing that I'm still a little concerned about. First of all, I texted you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Jalen Phillips is maybe 75-80%.
Yeah.
Because... And when you see him go up the field, you know when those outside linebackers plant that outside foot and then get underneath to get to the quarterback? He can't do that. When he starts to plant the foot, he starts kind of hobbling a little bit.
Not great.
Right?
Thank you, Jordan Poyer.
I personally would see if he's better on the right side, but that's the Achilles. One's the Achilles, one's the knee.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know, but I would move him around. That being said, you know where I don't want to see Jalen Phillips?
Do tell.
15 yards downfield trying to cover somebody. If you've already established he can't do the thing that he does best because he's having trouble planting.
Yeah.
How do you think his change of direction going to be 15 yards downfield? I'm just saying. I'm going to just throw that out there.
Oh, man. Let me give you a headline.
I will say this.
Sure.
I saw promise with how the game was played.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you hold the team that, what? It's been steamrolling people.
Yeah, what did they put up, 40 both weeks? Or
right.
They were up 30 last week? Yeah, I mean, like, they did... Look, the first few drives of this game, it was embarrassing. You're just like, this defense can't stop anybody.
It looked like the Bills were going to score 50.
Thank God that guy missed that kick.
Oh,
thank God that guy missed that kick. Like, it completely, like, got the Dolphins back in the game.
He barely hit the stadium.
Dude, that was crazy.
Hit the stadium. Like...
Headlines are brought to you by Doral Hyundai. Doral Hyundai, home of the Pricito, our lowest price. Visit us at Doral Hyundai or DoralHyundai.com. But yeah, the Dolphins' final score yesterday, 31-21, Tua, 22 of 34, 146 yards, 2 touchdowns, 1 back-breaking pick.
Yep.
Devon Achane, 12 carries, 62 yards, but he also had 29 yards receiving because he is Tua's bailout.
I'm about up to here. Look at me.
Hmm?
Up to here.
Very high.
Up to here with that BS, throw it outside and lose 3 yards.
Lateral play, though. Cool.
Wasn't supposed to be a lateral, cool. Just ended up being a lateral. Screwed all the people that had the over on Achane. So, there has to be, and I've seen in the offense some variances off of the plays that they run.
Yep.
right? Tyreek had a couple where he did that little screen to the outside, right? Boom. It was, kind of a addition to what they normally do. But, dude, somebody, we used to have a coach that do this. We practiced this play yesterday, and we're moving on.
Tore it up.
That play would not be used this week. And I'm just, like, how many times do you have to be second and 12 or second and 13 before you realize you can't just run out there, think you're going to kick out one guy, and run the bubble screen?
Well, they were, like, that's the thing. They were very good on third down, but they were always seemed like they were third and longs when they legitimately, that is the only time that he would throw down the field, is when he had to throw down the field, because right. There really wasn't another choice.
Right.
But man, yeah, like some of the, I mean, that play to Tyreek Hill, again, it's just like, he just doesn't, I know Tua's never had a hose. He just doesn't look like he doesn't look like the same product of guy anymore. Like,
no, the problem is, and here's the problem. The only reason why it looks like that is because he waits too long to throw. You understand? He looks around and then chucks it up. All quarterbacks have different levels of arm strength. What makes them all equal is their timing of when they throw it. So there's not a quarterback in the league that can't overthrow a player. But if you got a 45-yard arm and you try to chuck it in the air when the receiver gets to 35, that's how it's going to look. So it's not that he doesn't have a hose. It's that when he's deciding to make that throw, it's too late. You see what I'm saying? Also, a lot of times when you see that he's double covered or the safety's coming over, you don't want the ball thrown over the top. So there's that too. But for people to say, oh, he doesn't have a strong arm. No, he's never going to be Josh Allen. He's never going to be one of those guys that could chuck it 60. He's never going to be Anthony.
No, he's Richard. Never been that. But you don't think it looks like even worse, though, dude? Like, do you think this is a mechanics thing? Because it looks like I'm wondering if he's just physically, like, taken enough where, like, he just don't got it even that anymore. Because, like,
it's not the arm. It's the timing.
All right. Well, I'm not going to disagree with you. I'm just telling you, it looks worse.
It looks worse because he's waiting too long to throw.
Breaking news from Anthony Chang, Miami Herald.
Who's out? Who's hurt?
Anthony tweets, multiple sources confirm that Heat guard Tyler Hero is undergoing surgery on his left foot and ankle today. Hero won't be available to start the season. More details to come.
Oof.
Cool, dude.
Is this whole city play except for, I mean, the Panthers have the go around. Like, so a star gets hurt for the Panthers, they get another star. So I don't know about those rules, but baseball, star, Tommy John. Football, everybody. Right? Now basketball? What do we got going on down here? Every sport. Here comes those conversations.
Yep. Well, if you guys want to get in, we'll take some calls. 305-567-0560.
Tony, you feel better.
I lied.
Hey, see?
The Hero news doesn't help either.
Well, look, keep them separate. Keep them separate.
I can't.
We deal with
I'm not mature. I can't do that. I don't handle these things, dude. You can't come off a loss like that and then all of a sudden you throw on a Tyler Hero injury too.
The two injury prone guys we got to have conversations about.
Schmeathan says, read that Sealer line. I dare you.
Hey, so Marcos.
Yes, sir.
Listen.
Yeah.
The only time you hit us up.
Oh.
Although you did hit us up on Monday.
Okay.
Is when Tua scrambles.
Woo! Mobile.
And when Ollie Gordon has a good run.
Whoa!
Okay? Let's like, go. I've had about enough of that.
Enough of it, dude.
Yeah. Hey, I'm like.
You ruined the chat last night.
Two for two.
You ruined the chat. You ruined the chat.
One may say
like,
I brought
already
it
to life. We were like on the edge of our seat because we thought there was a chance, right?
Yeah.
I do like that
you
Ollie Gordon, though.
Marcos was right.
Yeah, three for three yesterday, baby.
But you were wrong from this standpoint.
How?
You said Tua couldn't be mobile. I said he chooses not to.
I was so scared when he ran.
Whoa, right?
That was so scary.
Hey, he slid appropriately.
He did start to slide in Broward in Miami, right? But that's fine.
How would you guys like to have a Pro Bowl Miami football player come and visit an elementary school of your choice? Could happen.
Yeah, it could.
It's WQAM's MVP experience with the Dolphins, Zach Sealer. He's on board to speak at a school. Go to WQAM.com and enter an elementary school in Broward today. And you'll have a chance to get a visit from Zach Sealer, where he'll speak to the students and more. For contest rules, go to WQAM.com. If you guys want to get your calls in, 305-567-0560. Dolphins fans, line it on up. 305-567-0560. Back after this.
Previously on
Tobin and Leroy.
They are who we thought they were, and we let them off the hook.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
What you heard right there was the power of audio.
And audio is what we do at Odyssey. That true crime podcast you spent hours listening to,
we produce that.
That radio station where you discovered your favorite artists,
that's our station.
That weird playlist of bongo music,
we ain't judging. One of our curators made that. Advertise with Odyssey. We can get your message in front of a broad or targeted audience. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
I'm such a baby, cause the dolphin make me cry. Well, there's nothing I can do.
All right, welcome back.
I've been looking for a girl like you.
Sorry, Hootie. Can't imagine he's feeling too good. Oh, man.
None of us are.
Although,
I knew this was going
to
happen.
To be honest with you, I don't know how to feel because midway through, say, the third quarter, I was thinking this is gettable if everybody just continues to do what they're doing and don't try to do too much.
Right.
And I swear, 10 minutes later, Zach Sealer was rolling up on the punter.
Yeah, well, I think what's frustrating, this is 2 weeks in a row where, like, they've been in position and they've blown it. Like, they've blown it either
you know
with
what it, you know what it is
mistakes,
too?
Penalties. Yeah. What?
Punt safe. It's not even regular punt team. You know what punt safe is?
So, like, you're waiting for a fake?
Yeah, so you have your regular defense in there. Punt safe is regular defense. They, you know, have a plan to cover everybody.
Yeah.
And but the front guys always rush. Like, they think that they're going to block a punt. Because it's a lot. I mean, keep in mind, when you're in punt return, normally it's linebackers, running backs, and DBs. That's everybody. All 11 guys mm-hmm. are all, you know, because they want you to run and set up a return.
Right.
So a lot of teams will look at that, and you're blocking, you have offensive linemen and tight ends and big guys up front for the most part. So you're saying, oh, we can just plow over them. So what the defense does is go punt safe. They keep their defense on the field, but the front guys still try to rush the punter. So we've seen situations where Nick Chubb did it, or not Nick Chubb, but Bradley Chubb did it, and now Sealer. It's not that they're playing special teams. It's that they're playing that. Usually it happens, if you look, I would say it's in between the 40s.
Yeah.
Right? So that's normally where you go punt safe. Or if it's less than 5 yards, right, you go punt safe somewhere around there.
What was it, seven, so, Marcos? Because
it was seven. It was seven. But yeah, usually somewhere around there.
I get you. I just
so it's
the thing is with him though that just sucks is that he really like he did have a part in that sack that Bradley Chubb had because he kind of walled off.
He was free.
Josh Allen.
Yeah.
But he really like he's it's not been an impressive start of the season. I mean, none of the defensive linemen really have been, but he's particularly.
How many sacks he had last year?
I think he had 10.
It's the 10
and a half. No, I understand, but people, dude, you get a bigger.
Like, well, how many sacks? And like, but I'm just saying, are you judging?
I don't even think he's been close, though, dude. Like, he hasn't even. It does, okay, I don't even think we've seen him in the backfield.
And all I'm right, just, but the reason why I say that is there's 14 games left. If he ends up with 10 or 11 sacks again, then what? Like, you're gonna go to the games that he didn't have a sack?
I guess the way you would put it though is like this team really, you know, you knew they couldn't afford a hole like this with everything around them.
Yeah, I would say this.
But this, let me just finish my point. My point is like, okay, you get off to a slow start, fine. Those are, but then you also have a backbreaking mistake like that. It's right. Like, and yeah, so that's that.
I mean, I get it. I would say we're going to look at Tua and we're going to look at the things that happen on the offensive side of the ball.
Mm-hmm.
But if you want to know what has been the most disappointing after, I would even go as far as saying 2.5 games because they kind of picked it up in the second half yesterday. It's the defense. For the life of me, I can't figure out why.
The defense has been disappointing, but I gotta say, like, they came up and they stood their ground at a certain point. Yeah. Like, you know, mm-hmm. Jack Jones had that terrible missed tackle when that intangible flew by him, and that dude balled out in the second half. He had a really, really great second half for Miami. Mm-hmm. So, like, if we're gonna give, you know, if we're gonna like play, oh, the balance of the game.
No,
like,
I'm not playing.
They got them 3 and out, and
they gave you a chance.
This critical error happens, and of course, Josh Allen's gonna take advantage. You can't give him new life,
right?
You might as well just let him go down to the, you know, save time. I guess.
I think I was one of the things that I was encouraged by is when you got to like halftime. Right?
Yep.
Was the score tied at halftime?
Yeah, it was 14-0. We got the waddle.
And when you look at the time of possession and all that stuff, it was pretty even. The one thing that I would say about that, though, is they ran it at will early in the game.
Yeah, for sure. But, you know, for the most part, it was blow for blow. Like, it was a pretty even game. Like, I know it didn't look the same because it was a lot of, like, Adrian bail us out or crazy third down conversion to make it happen. But whatever it is, like, you played even with a team on the road that's reigned your division. But this has been the difference is, like, you give any kind of life, like, the defense sets you up. Nope, there's a critical error. Okay, can you tie it? Nope, there's an interception.
Right.
Whereas, like, Josh Allen, give him new life, he's going to kill you. He's always going to kill the Dolphins. Maybe he doesn't get the top of the league, but he'll always kill the Dolphins.
Right.
Let's see. SDI, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, what's up, guys? How you doing?
I'm good, buddy. Good. How are you?
Doing good. at some point, we got to stop making excuses for this Tua guy. I mean, it's first it's the coaching, then it's the arm, then it's the injuries. At what point do we realize he just doesn't have it? He's just not a good quarterback.
Okay, so let me stop everybody about this. Here's the difference between me and you, okay? My whole job, I've always done this, and Tobin can attest to this, is tell you why things were happening on the football field. I'm not giving excuses. That's what happened. A fan looks at the end result and places blame. That's the difference between me and you. So stop saying I'm giving somebody excuses. Stop saying I'm giving somebody excuses. I'm telling you why it happened. You can put whatever twist you want on it. And I've always been
At some point, isn't it time to realize that if it's A, B, C, D, or maybe it's just him, that he just doesn't have it?
Okay. You know more than me. It's the players. It's not, you know, the other side can make a good play, too. You realize that, right?
Right. But it's also been years, and he hasn't gotten better. He's gotten worse.
Yeah? Or has the team gotten worse because he's got guys we didn't even know were playing on offensive line.
Well, this is the worst.
That's not an excuse for Tua. That's the reality of it.
No, this is the worst he's played, Leroy.
Okay.
It is.
But the reality is also that other teams also get worse. Other teams also lose players, and their quarterbacks still play well. I mean, the Bills have lost a ton of talent. The Chiefs lose talent every year, and those guys are still – their quarterbacks are still good. Tua just doesn't get better. He gets worse.
Okay.
All right. Appreciate SDI.
All right.
There you go.
It's just like, but I didn't start the show. I started the show by saying, you want me to tell you how something like that happens? That's it. That's all I did. And for people to take that and say, oh, you're giving two excuses, kick rocks.
We'll take
it. Because half of the time I could watch a game with you, with any of you, and you wouldn't know what the hell is going on. All you see is whether the pass was completed, whether he picked up the first, whether the running back fumbled, whether the defense stopped him. That's all you see. And Toby can attest to it. I tell him why everything's happening.
That's not true. I knew. I broke it down with him last time. Also, I was eating my meatball sub.
Thanks for your help, then. Thanks for your help with that. I'm already dealing with people that... And thank you. I really want to thank you for that. You are... Pal, a buddy. It's just like it's no use. It makes no sense to try to explain it. It doesn't. So go ahead. Have to yourself.
With just
me? You'll never know more. Everybody, you'll never know more about football than you know now.
Well, that's not true. I like when you explain football. Don't do that.
No, that's all I'm doing. That's it.
Leroy.
Just like I explained to you why I had a problem with the offense with Mike McDaniel. I broke it down. But I guess for some, that's not good enough. All you see is wins, losses, plays, no plays. Keep watching football that way.
He might be.
Go ahead. Almost cussed. I was getting ready to, because it's exhausting. Dude, it's exhausting hearing people explain the game that I've been around my whole life and then think, that's not why that happened. And try to explain it to them, and they don't want to hear it. So good. Go ahead.
Sometimes you don't want to hear it, though. Sometimes, like...
No, I don't!
Like, you know, you don't want to hear from the computer guy. It's like, you broke it. I don't want to hear why it happened.
He broke
Fix
it.
It.
I know what happened.
Fix it, though.
Right.
So I don't want to hear it all the time. It's like, don't just, all right, cool. For once, fix it.
So, but here, in order to feel that way, right, you got to know what happened in order to fix it. Right? Fixing what happened at the end of that game isn't just Tua, don't throw a pick. That's not a solution for what happened there. So you got to break it down a little bit so you know what happened.
Take a break. We'll get to the rest of the calls. Everybody on hold. 305-567-0560. Back after this.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Our lives aren't like they used to be. They're busier. Early morning Zooms, grabbing coffee to make that in-office meeting, getting to your kid's soccer game on time. Life is different, and so is advertising. To reach any audience, you need your message out there in all media, broadcast to streaming, on screens, and right to the ears of your customers. And that's what we do at Odyssey. Let's build a media campaign that targets the customers you know and want to reach more of, right here in our community. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Welcome back, everybody. It's Tobin and Leroy here with you. FM 104.3 WQAM. I'm going to get to your Dolphins calls here in just a second, but I want to get to some news on the Heat because Tyler Hero, the news broke this morning from multiple reporters, but Anthony Chang from the Miami Herald's got some details here in his article. Tyler Hero to undergo foot and ankle surgery and miss the start of the season. Awesome.
Oh, no.
Yeah. No, not great. With the Heat set to open training camp on September 30th, Tyler Hero will undergo surgery on his left foot his left ankle slash foot on Friday, repairing a lingering injury that has been bothering him this offseason, multiple sources confirmed to the Miami Herald. An exact timetable for Hero's recovery and return hasn't been determined, but he is expected to return at some point this season, according to multiple sources. More clarity on a potential timeline for Hero's return is expected after his surgery on Friday. Hero first felt discomfort in his left ankle during a workout earlier this offseason, according to a league source. He received
PRP.
PRP. He received PRP, platelet-rich plasma, and cortisone injections in recent weeks in hopes of avoiding surgery, but the discomfort never subsided. I feel like he's had this before.
You know what's crazy? Whenever you hear a story of somebody in any sport trying to avoid surgery, they always end up.
They always end up surgery. Yeah. Didn't he
because
get.
If you're discussing it, right? Because, okay, what does that mean? So now, even if he didn't have the surgery, it's going to linger all year and he's going to be in and out of the lineup all year.
Right. It says.
Get it fixed.
Surgery was deemed.
It's unfortunate, but.
Anthony continues to write, surgery was deemed necessary to avoid more issues down the road.
Yeah. 2 years ago, I think you were.
He did, right? Like, yeah. He had the same. Didn't he have the same thing? Because he busted his ankle against Memphis.
Yep.
And they thought he was going to try and come back quickly, but he never. I don't think he ever got surgery. I think they kept doing this platelets thing, but it took a while. Like, he missed half the season.
Yeah, it says that he missed, this is an article from 2 years ago from the Miami Herald. He missed the last 10 games, received PRP, and he'll be reevaluated in 1 to 2.
Was that his left or right, does it say? I don't remember what ankle it was.
Right ankle.
Okay,
right.
So it was the other ankle. All right.
Yeah.
Wow. Must be because he got swole, like you suggested.
Don't do that. That's not fair. That's not fair.
It'll be.
That's not fair.
Getting more muscle.
That's not fair.
Around, you know? If it was me, he'd just walk it off.
Well, I think for him, I mean, like, listen, his extension window opens in about a... What happened? I think you unplugged yourself, dude. His extension window opens up in about a month.
No. What?
Well.
Hey, now. We always talk about conspiracy theories.
Mm-hmm.
Who's to say they didn't tell him to have the surgery so we didn't have to have these extension talks right away? Dismiss it.
What, inside job?
Wait, you think that he got the surgery because he didn't want to have the extension talks?
No. How about the medical staff and the team said, let's have him have this surgery now so it doesn't linger.
Oh,
and
I don't then know. You don't have- I don't know. Because I feel like if you're – I don't think Tyler Herro's signing up for a convenient close away, because I think this hurts any extension talks, because one of the biggest knocks on him is his durability.
No, I know.
So, I don't know, man. We'll see. But that's
that's to be honest with you, they may have talked about it beforehand.
Mm-hmm.
And Tyler's like, no, because I want to fight
right.
through
he
it because
to,
I want.
He knows the knock because right. he played like right. last year. He played a lot of games. That's that was a big right. thing for him. But man, all right, Joe, what's up, man?
Yeah, doing the day, man.
You know, not great, but how are you? It's good to hear from you.
I'm good. I was calling. We frustrated with Tua because. It sounds like excuse making to us because we holding him to a standard. So he's a starring guy. He making $50-something million. So we as fans want to see him just in those moments, have those big moments. Like you see top quarterbacks have those moments. And against all the great teams, he has come up small. So at some point you get a little frustrated because it sounds like every time he come up small, it's an excuse, the line, this and that and all this stuff. And you just want to see him in those moments, have those moments, just make a play, like come up with something. Don't turn the ball over. Don't have an intercept. It all started from the second drive. The second drive we had, when he had Malik Washington open, he overthrew him for a short pass. He would have got like 12 yards or something. He ran the ball. Then on third down, he fumbled the shotgun snap. Star quarterbacks, like that's frustrating to you because star quarterbacks shouldn't make those mistakes. And then as a fan, you just want to see him when those moments come, like, Make a play for us. You just come up too small too many times. So it's like when we hear that, we feel like, man, it's always excuse. He don't have enough weapons. I've heard he doesn't have enough weapons. I've heard he doesn't have the offensive line and all this stuff. But it's like at some point, we just want to see him make a play to uplift the team. It's like everything not going to be perfect. Like the Buffalo Bills aren't a super talented team, but number 17 is so great. That he just elevates that team. He made that. Right. If he goes down, that team is going to be nothing.
I would say this to you, and you're right. I'm not arguing that point.
Yeah.
Right. But when you watch the games, and you try to come up with what needs to change in order for this team to get better, you can't just say, okay, if I switch to a. And Josh Allen, you think the Dolphins would be much better? How much better do you think they would be? Because any quarterback that's been put back there has damn near run for their life. And it's not an excuse to me. Like, yeah, the end result is the end result. You either win or you lose. Okay?
Yeah.
But I think to say it's because we don't have a quarterback is unfair to the whole situation when there's other things going on. So me trying to explain the other things and everything that's going on that's contributing to along with the things that you're saying, right, gives you an understanding of why they're 0-3 right now.
And
not just because we don't, because of Tua. Like, that's not – we all want to put it on the quarterback every week on every team. You're not the only one. Everywhere you go, when people complain about their team, the first person they complain about is the quarterback. But guess what? That's not always why your team sucks. How about a defense, that went 11 quarters without forcing a punt?
Yeah, exactly. I totally get it. Like, the whole team overall is playing. But the last 2 weeks, like, he's had the opportunity to make a play 3 times.
At the end of the game.
Coming down the stretch. Correct. At the end of the game. And it's like, at some point, you got to make the play. Like, look at Baker last year. Last week, his offensive line wasn't great. He got sacked 5 times. But when the rubber met the road on 4th and 12, he ran for a first down and took his team down there to score the touchdown. Right. So we're not saying that it can't happen.
It's not helping that, like, you see other guys do it.
We want to see him lift up the team. It's not going to always be perfect all the time. We just want to see him make a play for us against a great team. Like Marcos always said, you know what I'm saying?
What?
You got to get him on the move. Like, make it.
No, don't say that. No.
And he made it in the first half. Man, he ran for that first half. And he did a little fight. Don't say that's what I'm talking about, too. Like, that's what we need consistently. You know what I'm saying? You want to see him make those type of plays, like, that we know he can make. So.
All right, Joe, take care, man. I didn't expect it to
be that
turn.
Good. Hey, that guy's good.
We were having a good conversation.
That's good.
And then all of a sudden, we got Mr. Booty Call, who comes once a week, right?
Tell you,
getting
man.
Mentioned.
Hey, listen, when you're right, you're right, baby. When you're right, you're right.
I think sometimes, though, when you watch the offense, and I said this before the game, and I say this to Tua, I mean to Tobin. Tua's got to play football. Whatever that entails, you got to play football. Because sometimes you watch him play, and he's playing so hard not to get hurt, and football is in front of him. Like, you play football, you deal with the consequences. But you got to do it. You can be safer. You cannot take, you know, unnecessary risk, but you still have to play football. That the one of the most discouraging things for me was last week when it was fourth and whatever or third or whatever, for him to run out of bounds, right? Like, you got to try. Play football. Like, don't make it look like to your team and to everybody watching you that the most important thing right now is me being healthy. No, the most important thing is winning. It's always going to be winning. And if you have to put yourself in harm's way, but it results in a win, that's football.
We'll take a break. Just a regular old second hour. Have you been here since the suspension?
No.
What? No. Suspension?
Listen.
What?
Let me tell you.
What do we even do? Just regular rejoin.
He's not even up for parole.
No.
Like, here's what happens. So we sat down, we said after the Bills game, he could be up for parole. We send him back another 3 weeks.
Wow. So not even the sad. No, I think he has to have a winning record now. I think it's going to take four straight wins.
I can agree with that.
Take a break. Regular old second hour is next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
You know your customers. Ralph likes his coffee black on Fridays, but Mondays he takes a little cream. Jennifer comes in every 3 years when her lease is up to get the newer and better model. And for some reason, pepperoni pizza sells like crazy on Friday nights. Who knew? At Odyssey, we have the expertise to get your media plan done right. With ads like you're hearing right now, to targeted social media campaigns, search engine optimization, and location-based advertising. Advertise with Odyssey and help us grow your business. Visit ads.odyssey.com.